folks. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. That opening tune is one called Galatea, and it was named after a little farming valley in the middle of the North Island of New Zealand, where my sister and her husband had a farm. And I used to go down and stay there, and I remember sitting on their porch and sort of putting together that chord sequence and thinking, that would make a nice banjo tune. And so I hope you think it was a nice banjo tune as well. And I named it after the valley. Let's hear from the Country Gentlemen's now, the original Country Gentlemen, or what's considered the original Country Gentlemen, Eddie Adcock, John Duffy, Charlie Waller and Tom Gray. And this is one of their first recordings, a song written by Carter Stanley called Going to the Races. And it sounds like this.
Here's a song we haven't done also in quite a while. Excuse me. Thing called Going to the Races.
Well, they say we can't get married. They say I'm not worthy of you. But they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what we've gone through. Raise your window high, and when you see me leaving, Lord, Lord, hang down your head and cry. I'm going to the races to see my pony run, and if I win in greenbacks, we're sure gonna have some fun. There's something you should do. That long tail roustabout that you wear don't do a thing for you.
I'm going to the races to see my pony run. And if I win any greenbacks, we're sure gonna have some fun.
Oh, obviously recorded live and getting a great reaction. The Country Gentlemen were really responsible for the new direction of bluegrass music, taking it away from maybe the Nashville sound, the Nashville influence anyway, the Flat and Scruggs influence. Even though that they loved Flat and Scruggs music, Stanley Brothers music, they introduced a lot of new songs into the genre, and they also put on a very entertaining show, and the Country Gentlemen are just known for that and did much to foster a new approach to bluegrass music, and I'm delighted that they did because I loved it. Sawmill Road is a great band, and I learned about them from Mark Miracle, who turned toured New Zealand several years ago with some friends, and he's never been at it with Sawmill Road, but I found out about the band and I just love it. Bruce Johnson on fiddle, Steve Spurgeon on bass, Charles Edsel on guitar, Dick Brown on banjo, and Mark Miracle on mandolin. I've picked a song called Four Road By. It's written by Ian Tyson, wonderful writer, and Dick the fiddle player is doing the lead, Steve is doing the tenor, and Bruce is doing the baritone. That's a different lineup from normal, and it's a great song. Whatever Sawmill Road do, they do a fine job of it. I think you'll enjoy the song Four Road By.
That wild Alex there, they were armed, all were armed. It was them, I'd have known them anywhere. Now Willie Palmer
former stallion was no $20 cows. And when the wild one stolen me, I tailed it into town. John Asher in those days kept the order in the district, but before he'd ridden 30 miles and the plane boys shut him down. Four rode by, rode through here between the plane boys and that wild Alex Hare. Them anywhere. A shepherd known as Kelly saw the wild ones as they passed. They shot him with the rifle and they took his watch and chain. And when the posse found him there in the lonely cabin, hunger took their fight away and no one else was slain. Four rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys and that wild Alex Hare. That they'd strung up brothers three. A son killed 19 Germans across the seas back in 17. And one thing that's for damn sure, a wild old family.
War rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys and that wild Alex Hare. They were armed, all were armed. It was them, I'd have known them anywhere.
They're a fine band. Lovely driving banjo by Dick Brown there. Really enjoy him. Evidently, he came out to Australia a few years ago and I missed it. He came out with one of the bands and visiting. He was just guesting on banjo. I would love to have seen him play because I'm a real fan of his. Well, we had a country gentleman tune just a few tunes back, and Eddie Adcock was a banjo player, and Eddie had a different way of playing. He thought differently. He was a fine guitarist and a fine singer. And he thought differently about banjo, and he came up with some great banjo tunes. And I've got an album by John Hickman, who's a wonderful banjo player, and the album's called Don't Mean Maybe. And he's doing lots of great banjo tunes with his himself playing banjo, Byron Beline on fiddle and some mandolin, Dan Creary on guitar, that's a great guitarist, and George Hickman, I presume his brother, on bass. And they do some excellent music, and he does a version of an Eddie Adcock tune, one called Turkey Knob, which I assume is named for a place. But anyway, here's John Hickman and friends playing an Eddie Adcock tune, Turkey Knob.
Thank you.
That's Turkey Knob, and that's John Hickman's version of an Eddie Adcock tune. And for all the banjo players out there, I think it's played using D shapes in your open tuning with the fifth string up to A. And that's one of my favourite ways of playing. I love that low Z note in there. Hope you enjoyed that. Well, while I commented that the country gentlemen were doing their best to progress the bluegrass music genre by introducing a lot of music from folk music, catching up with the folk craze, I think they were really doing. Meanwhile, in Nashville, we had people like the Osborne Brothers who were countrifying bluegrass in lots of ways, and they were still playing great songs, or they always chose some really interesting songs from interesting writers, but they often added some percussion and a bit of steel guitar often in there, a bit of harmonica with Charlie McCoy, as did Flat and Scruggs at that a different time. And this one there, I've got an album called Fastest Grass Alive at the Osborne Brothers. Came out in 1974. And Sonny is playing banjo and doing vocals. Bobby Osborne mandolin and vocals. Dale Sled was on guitar and vocals. Robbie Osborne was on drums. Dennis Digby on bass. Ray Eddington on guitar, Hal Rugg on pedal steel, Charlie McCoy on harmonica, if he's in this one, Vassar Clements on fiddle. And so they had a great lineup. And this is a good song about an embryo bluegrass band called The Fastest Grass Alive. And it's the Osborne Brothers. Let's listen to them.
Rocky Top, there lived the Breeding Brothers. Albus, Rufus, Festus, Fred, and Little Will. They could lay that bluegrass down slicker than a blue tick hound and smoother than the moonshine from their still. The most wanted, fastest grass alive, living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good Kentucky Fried wanted the fastest grass alive. The five most wanted men in Leslie County since their reputation reached the county seat. The sheriff, he finally told his men, said, I want them boys brought in and signed up to my recording company. The most wanted, fastest grass alive, living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good Kentucky Fried wanted the fastest grass alive. Let's listen to the grass now. The sheriff sent a posse up that mountain. He said, place them breeding boys under arrest. But the posse went stone blind on music and moonshine. They must be up there, cause friends ain't come down that mountain yet. The most wanted, fastest grass alive, living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good Kentucky Fried wanted the fastest grass alive. Finger picking good Kentucky Fried wanted the fastest grass alive.
Oh, that's the Osborne Brothers doing some real bluegrass there with some really hot pedal steel in there by Hal Rugg. And I think it made a great addition to the song. Oh, well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm having fun playing some of the music that I really enjoyed listening to, and I love sharing it with you. I hope you're enjoying it too as we go along. We've got the Spinney Brothers next, and this is from the album Side by Side, came out in 2010, and I've picked a song called I'm Going to Try. Spinney Brothers, Alan Spinney on guitar and lead vocals, and he often goes up and does a tenor on the choruses, and Rick Spinney plays banjo and does lead vocals. Terry Mumford plays bass. Gary Dalrymple on mandolin. Ron Stewart is doing some fiddle work, and it's a good fun banjo. They're from Nova Scotia in Canada. That's where you write to them, and they write some really good songs, and they wrote this one, I'm Gonna Try. It's written by Rick Spinney, the banjo player, and they describe it as a light-hearted song about what a person could, would, and should do in a relationship with the one they love. Well, this is good advice, isn't it? Should be for everybody, or maybe it's just directed at me. Let's listen to the song, I'm Gonna Try.
If I were a builder, I'd build you a castle, furnished with love that's true and strong. If I were a builder, I'd use these two hands, working my fingers to the bone. If I were an artist, I'd paint you a picture so you could see I'm lovesick with the blues. If I were an artist, I'd use just one color, blue be the color that I choose. But I'm not, so I don't, and I can't, so I won't. The expectations sure get high. If I could, you know I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. Sure get mine. If I could, know I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. But I'm not, so I don't, and I can't, so I won't. The expectations sure get high. If I could, you know I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. All I can do is say I'm gonna try.
I'm going to try. Well, even that, those words are a bit of a help, aren't they, knowing that you're going to try. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you music from my shelves. I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs. It's mostly CDs today, and I just select something that I think you're going to enjoy because I'm going to enjoy playing it for you and hoping that you like it. Lots of the music's from... Oh, for CDs, for starting in the 1980s, I think we got started to get CDs. Before that, it was all LPs. I've got lots of LPs, and occasionally I have a bit of a burst on them. So music comes from all over the place, and just it's music, it's tracks that I've accumulated over the years, so I don't profess to have a great wide collection of bluegrass music. It's just ones that I've bought over the period. So I hope you're going to enjoy visiting with me and sharing with me some music. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand, and I've lived there most of my life, and Hamilton, New Zealand is where we started the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, which I was part of for a long time. We might hear from them a little bit later because I like promoting a little bit of local music. Hamilton, New Zealand seems a long way from bluegrass music. I've had the good fortune to be able to travel to the USA and go to festivals and watch some live music there, but it's an international language, and there's great bluegrass music played all over the world, and we get a sample of it here in New Zealand. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you're in New Zealand, passing through Hamilton, go and see the folks at Shearer's. They have a wonderful collection of instruments available for sale, new instruments from Martins to Courts and everything in between, and in fact, even lower entry levels, Courts are pretty good, I think, these days. Do a wonderful job of making a budget guitar. Mandolins and banjos you'll find, electric instruments, keyboards, drums, all the accessories you could hope for, finger picks, thumb picks, flat picks, round picks, all sorts of shapes and sizes, anything to meet your needs. Go and see the folks at Shearer's. They're all musicians working in the shop, and they will understand your needs. You can have a conversation with them about your music and come out with something that you'll really appreciate. Oh, I'm going to play you an album that when I first got this album, I could hardly believe it. 1980 it came out, Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice just doing duets, and it was absolute magic, and I still remember my reaction when I first put the album on, and this is the first track off the album, classic song, which I knew, Bury Me Beneath the Willow, and it's an absolute classic version, just the guitar and the mandolin, the two voices. Let's hear them. Such a beautiful blend of voices and the two instruments. The whole album is like that. They do duets, a lot of gospel songs in there, a couple of instrumentals, and that's Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs, and they were a magic combination just with the two of them there. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to hear from John Rochman and the Jaybirds from the album Stellar Jays. This is way back in 2007, almost 19 years ago, and I saw these people at a Grass Valley festival, the Father's Day festival, and I loved their approach to the music. It's bluegrassy and it's sort of folky, and it's always have nice songs. And Nick Hornbuckle, the banjo player, plays an interesting two-finger style, which adds a certain sound to the group that other bands don't have. Jim Nunnally plays guitar, Greg Spatz plays fiddle, Trisha Gagnon on bass, John Rushman on mandolin, and they do a wonderful collection of duets and songs and instrumentals. We're going to hear two of them. It's a bit of a feature part of the show right in the middle of the thing. The first one is a song called On My Way to You, and they say about that, On My Way to You was written by Trisha Gagnon, and Trisha's doing the lead and Jim and John are doing the harmonies. Trisha wrote this one, walking the hayfields behind her house, admiring the swans in the cornfield, the Cascade Mountains, and thinking about how much she loves being home and how often she has to be gone playing music. And this song was a gift for her husband, Eddie. Isn't that nice? And the next one is one called Fire on the Mountain, also written by Trish. She's doing the lead again. The second of a passel of songs by Trisha inspired by natural disasters. We could do a lot of that over here in New Zealand. This one came to her after hearing a CBC report, radio report about family losses due to fire. A new take on an old song title. It's called Fire on the Mountain, which you are so